This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, you talk about movers, shakers, Washington, D.C., and this gentleman is from right here in Western Pennsylvania, but he is a mover, shaker, Washington, D.C. Former Donald Trump campaign advisor, West Point grad, artillery officer, 101st Airborne Division, an attorney, he's everything. And he joins now David Urban right now on KDK. Hi, David. How are you?
Good, Colin. How are you doing, buddy?
Marvelous. Let's talk about this. National Guard, now they're saying that 200 troops will be deployed to Chicago in short order. Yeah. Why is this the right move?
Yeah, so Colin, listen, you know, I watched the mayor, I was on CNN yesterday, and I watched the mayor of Chicago say, we don't need these people, we don't need these guys, we don't need, I'm watching the video of the, you know, ICE agents being beaten and kind of wrestled with by, you know, protesters there, and the mayor saying they don't need it, but these folks aren't being protected. And so what the president is doing is the right thing. He's allowing these National Guard troops to go to Chicago to protect the ICE agents and give them protection so they can do their jobs. And you know, going down and chasing some bad folks who are in Chicago and they need to be removed. So if Brandon Johnson, if the terrible mayor of Chicago would do his job and protect the ICE agents.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They wouldn't need to have the National Guard. But you know what's interesting? Even more than that, Brandon Johnson says, you know, we're an ICE-free zone. We're going to uphold the law here in the city of Chicago, but we're an ICE-free zone. So I guess he doesn't think crossing the border illegally is a crime, which it is. And so, you know, it's also laughable, Colin, that Pritzker and the mayor, if they really cared about their citizens, they'd welcome the president's help in controlling crime and helping track down all these illegal immigrants that are in Chicago and helping rid them. And so, you know, it's performative, it's theater, and it's shameful.
Are the National Guard troops adequately trained to carry out security details?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So, you know, National Guard, you know, Colin, I was in the military, as you may remember, and so as you said, so look, the 82nd Airborne, they're designed, or the 101st Airborne, they're seasoned airfields, they're killing bad guys. National Guard, a lot of National Guard troops specifically are trained in kind of civil disobedience, civil unrest, you know, emergency, national disaster, policing. They have the right battle rattle. They've got the shields and the helmets and things for riot control. They're trained in this. And so they could be very helpful. Plus, they can do other things that help free up the police if they were to decide to help. You know, Chicago's, you know, they're not going to allow the police to help. They don't want them to help. They want ICE to go away. They want to be able to have Sanctuary City and, you know, like tons and tons of illegal immigrants come in there and harbor them. You know, Brandon Johnson's not just a bad mayor, he's a terrible mayor, but I would not be concerned if the National Guard came in. I think it's the right thing to do. These guys and women are trained and they'll do a fantastic job.
David Urban joining right now, former Donald Trump campaign advisor. Is enough being made in cities, or excuse me, in states not named Virginia about this attorney general candidate, Jay Jones? It doesn't feel like it is to me.
Colin, listen, where are the Democrats? Where's the outrage? If you're a Democrat on the national stage, why aren't you calling for this guy to withdraw, drop out? He talked about, like, you know, putting bullets in people's heads. Like, are we that far from Charlie Kirk's assassination that we forget? Like what everyone pledged, what everyone wanted to do, what everyone hoped for, right? And you got this clown out there, you know, saying these horrific things and not walking it back. Like, where are the national Democratic leaders saying you got to go? Like, Where's Spanberger, the woman who's running for governor? Where's she? Why isn't she speaking more vocally about it? I think, again, right, it's a joke. And you know what I think else is crazy, Colin? This new revelation, you know, last night, this morning, the past 24 hours about the FBI, about Smith, Jack Smith, special prosecutor there, getting the phone records of sitting U.S. congresspeople, right? Mike Kelly, our own Mike Kelly from Western Pennsylvania, right? And a bunch of senators. What the hell is the FBI doing, right? What are they doing surveilling members of Congress?
It does seem to be a bit absurd. So, too, is the temperature still, it seems like, even after the Charlie Kirk stuff. I talked to Dave McCormick not long ago. He said it's incumbent upon both sides to come to an agreement to try to turn the temperature down. Is there a concerted effort to do that?
Yeah, I will tell you. You know what's funny, Colin? I'm sitting in Dave McCormick's office right now. I'm literally sitting in his office. I'm going to go talk to him in a couple seconds when I get off the phone with you. He's a great guy, good friend. And listen, he's been doing it. You've seen Dave McCormick has been out there with John Fetterman, and they're having the civil discourse. They're leading from the front. They're leading in exactly the right way. They're making good examples. And so I applaud both, you know, my good friend Dave McCormick and Senator Fetterman for you know, putting out a good example for people in the Commonwealth. So it's happening on certain levels, right? On other levels, not. And you know, I think that the temperature needs to be dialed down a little bit, the rhetoric. But listen, when you see Mayor Brandon Johnson, who's saying like the ICE agents who are just trying to do their jobs, right? They're trying to do their jobs. There are people here illegally. Look, there are every illegal immigrant isn't a criminal, a member of a gang, but there are lots of bad folks who are here who want to do people harm, and they need to be expelled. And the ICE agents are simply doing their jobs. And for Mayor Johnson and for Governor Pritzker to vilify them, and for people to dox them and to threaten them, it's horrific.
At what point can we continue to sustain without the government being at work?
You know, look, I think it's a failure when you know, the government's there to help people, right? It's helped people in Western Pennsylvania, my own, you know, Beaver County, Hopewell Township, Aliquip, where I grew up, right? People need the government to work. And so I think it's a failure on everybody's front that you know, they can't keep it open. You saw the president the other day, yesterday, was talking about, kind of trying to bring together all the kind of the differing factions and trying to bridge a gap on some of these Obama health care provisions that Democrats want to see. Listen, the Trump administration has a much stronger hand in this. There are so many federal workers that could be furloughed and be just let go, for lack of a better word. Grand people are still going to get their Social Security checks, their VA benefits. They're going to be taken care of for quite some time. So I think that before anybody really starts to feel it, things will get resolved. But I like to see the government work. I like to see things get worked out before we get to this situation. And to me, it's a little bit of a shame that everybody can't get their stuff together and agree to keep the government going, before we get to this point. But look, I laid it squarely at the feet of Chuck Schumer and others that are asking for things that they know are just unreasonable and untenable. And so at some point, I believe that they will yield and bend and the government will get back open again. And I don't think it'll be forever. I'd anticipate if it goes a week, another 2 weeks, I'd be very shocked.
Last thing for you, got about a minute left. We're back to the National Guard issue. Your boots are on the ground. You're in Washington, D.C. Yep. You talk to a bunch of different people, whether it's law enforcement people, military people. What was the true feedback in Washington, D.C. with the National Guard being there from the people who matter?
Yeah, so Colin, it's interesting. So I stay, when I'm here, I walk around. I kind of go see. I see things for myself. I don't want to just take the news for it. So walking around, I didn't see any National Guard. I saw a couple people here and there, right? The police, Colin, Senator McCormick just came out. I'm on Colin Dunlap show, Dave. So KDK, I'm on Colin Dunlap show right now. I'm KDK right now. You're saying what a great guy you are. Okay. He said, "Come." He's calling me back in his office, Colin. Sorry.
Perfect.
Hold on. Say quick hello to Colin here. Hold on. You know Colin, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, Colin. How are you?
Wonderful. He was just explaining how wonderful of a man you are. So it's perfect timing for you, Senator.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. It's good that you can have him on your show anytime, if that's what he's saying.
Well, certainly,
all right,
yes.
Colin.
All right.
All right. Gotta go.
Gotcha. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Okay, buddy. See you.
Getting interrupted by Senator McCormick, so there's that. But pretty enlightening stuff from Dave Urban. and I appreciate it all the time, him coming on.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.